From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House remains on the defensive as President Trump escalates his criticism of James Comey, the man he fired as FBI director. Mr. Trump took to Twitter to accuse opposition Democrats of fabricating the allegation that his presidential campaign colluded with Russia. VOA's Jim Malone reports that Mr. Trump asked Comey about whether he was the focus of the FBI investigation into alleged Trump campaign collusion with Russia.
Trump earlier told NBC News that Comey assured him at a White House dinner he was not under investigation. But the New York Times reported a conflicting account by Comey associates, who said the fired FBI chief rebuffed an attempt by Trump to secure Comey's loyalty at the dinner. That, in turn, prompted a tweet from Trump warning that Comey better hope there were no tapes of their conversation. Trump's tweet sparked questions for spokesman Sean Spicer about whether the president was tape recording conversations at the White House.
I've talked to the president. The president has nothing further to add on that.
Congressional Democrats sent a letter to the White House demanding more information. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Massive cyber attack has hit hospitals in Britain and businesses in Spain. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Of course, it is important that we have set up the National Cybersecurity Centre and they are able to work with the NHS organisations concerned to ensure that they are supported and that patient safety is protected.
Similar attacks have been reported in other countries. Person testing positive for Ebola virus in Northern Democratic Republic of Congo. World Health Organization say it's working with Congo on a possible outbreak. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says President Trump will carry a message of peace on his travels to the Middle East next week. Also, reporters have asked McMaster about whether the president intends to increase the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
The president has not made a decision yet on a course of action. What we have done, which is what we have done in many cases on the North Korea problem set, for example, is we've consulted broadly across our government and with allies. The president wants to hear from our allies as well. This is a president who listens to his allies and partners, who have an opportunity to do so at the NATO summit, who have an opportunity to do so at the G7. And so what we'll have at the end of this next few weeks here is an opportunity for a much more effective strategy for the problem set in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the region broadly.
Mr. Trump's travels, which begin late next week, will include stops in Israel and Rome, as well as Saudi Arabia, before he goes to Brussels for NATO and G7 meetings. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan appeared both confrontational and conciliatory, saying his scheduled talks next week with President Trump could mark a new beginning in relations between the two NATO allies, who have been increasingly at cross purposes over Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin is heading to China on Sunday to join leaders of 27 other nations at the One Belt, One Road Summit in Beijing. Massive China-led project aims to revive the ancient Silk Road and maritime trade routes by expanding investment and infrastructure linking Asia, Africa, and Europe. While China plans to invest tens of billions of dollars in funding the ambitious vision, analysts in Moscow contend Russia is mainly in it for the money. Pope Francis is in Portugal, where he prayed before the Chapel of the Apparitions in Fatima a day before canonizing two of the three shepherd children who are believed to have seen the Virgin Mary at that site 100 years ago.
O Clemente, O Piedoso.
The Pope prayed to Mary to help everyone live by her example. A million worshipers expected to attend the canonization later today. Five of the contestants vying for the Miss USA title have a message to immigrant girls and women watching the pageant this weekend. They say, set goals, work hard, and don't stay in the shadows. The contestants might know what they're talking about, as they were all born in other countries and immigrated to the U.S. at young ages with their families. The women now are all U.S. citizens. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.